I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with the Pella Boys Cross Country Team, once again district champs, going back to state for the 15th time in 16 years. And Josiah, I'm going to start with you. I interviewed you 3 years ago as a district champ, and this team is going back. What does it mean to be going back to Fort Dodge again with this group of guys?
It's really special. I mean, I think it just shows to the hard work that we put in every year, and just being able to translate and see that how many times we go to state. I mean, it just shows that, you know, we're willing to put the work in every day, and so it's truly a blessing to be able to run with these guys.
Cutler, I feel like your career has been quite the adventure, back and forth. You've gone through a lot of adversity. What did it mean to have the showing that you had today, and what was it like to have your teammates out here really pushing you hard?
It was just a wonderful experience having all the support out here and my team that I really can call a family just pushing me against my back, constantly hearing them right behind me on my tail. It was just a wonderful race.
Well, and Akira, you're going back as well as one of the senior leaders on this team. What's it like to be able to bring the team with you again and to continue this great tradition?
It's honestly really nice coming back from a sickness that has kind of stopped me and slowed me down a lot. It's kind of cool to come back and to kind of push everyone else. Even when I'm not doing my best, I can also help everyone else to try their best too.
Well, Chase, feels like I've been talking to you a lot at these kinds of events, and today you were the runner-up. Tell me about your race and what it was like out there at the sports park, knowing it's a pretty fast course.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge advantage to us too, because, I mean, it's our home course, and we had a lot of practice on it. But it was really cool for us to come out here and just get the job done, because, I mean, we knew we were the favorites, but we still had to come out here and just do what we know what to do.
Well, Nathan, this is a big comeback for you. You injured yourself early in the season after a great summer of training, and you've had to work your way all the way back to this race. What did it mean to be on the course today and to be able to contribute?
It was really special to me. I've been putting in the work all season a lot. And like Cutler said, our cross-country team's like a family, and they've been super supportive through this whole process. So it's fun to race again.
And Cooper, you're one of the newcomers on this team, and that was a big deal. A lot of you guys who are younger, freshmen and sophomores, because of Nathan's injury and kind of the various hurdles you've gone through this season, have had to really step up. What's it been like as one of the younger guys on this team growing into this tradition, and what was your race like today?
I think it's really cool. Yeah, like as you said, just being new on varsity, I mean, I think it's really cool from where I've come from. I mean, I never thought I'd be here. It was really fun to race hard today and race with the varsity guys, and I can't wait to do it more in the future.
Well, and Caden, similar question for you. What has it been like this year? There's a really big pack of you young guys, and what's it been like learning from some of these seniors and juniors who have a ton of experience, but at the same time adding your own speed and ability?
Well, I think being with all these guys, the older people, upperclassmen, it's a great experience. I love them all. They're all good, and I feel like they're always, like, pushing, and, yeah, I feel like I can be able to contribute more and, yeah, keep running with all these guys, family.
Well, and Josiah, we've heard family a lot today. This team has had so many ups and downs this season and so many hurdles you've had to clear. You know, I think of the moment of an Isaac Trimer, all the way to a lot of personal things and illness and injury and all the above. How have you tried to be a leader and light for these guys, knowing that you've been through that for 4 years? And what does it mean to have this opportunity to have one more race with them, considering everything that's gone on this year?
It's a lot to think about, honestly. Just because I know I've had my fair share of trials in my life, and you know, being a leader on this team, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm always there for all of my teammates, no matter what it is, whether it's something personal, whether it's something on the course. You know, I just want to make sure that I can be the best friend and teammate and family to them. So, you know, I just hope that you know, as I leave my legacy here, I hope that the one thing they remember from me is just being there for one another, no matter what.
Well, and Cutler, I know that this is a special race coming up for you to have that chance to run at Fort Dodge. I know that you've been through your trials and tribulations, and I'm aware of obviously what's happened recently too. What does it mean to be able to spend one more week with this team and to have that chance to show your stuff at Fort Dodge and show how good you are?
It means the whole world to be here with this guy, with this team, these guys, my family. Like, it just means so much. We have so much depth and so much talent, so many young, awesome, fun guys to be around. Like, it makes it worth it. It makes cross country and 4 years of high school and all the struggles and sickness and injury, it makes it worth it.
Well, and Akira, I want you to get to your cupcake here in just a moment. So right, so this is the last question for you. On a similar tone, what does it mean to be able to finish your career next week at Fort Dodge? And what are those goals then, do you think, for this team, knowing that you guys have been there before and there's some great competition that you've beaten this season?
What I really want out of, I guess, state is kind of a PR, but also just to inspire other people to do the same thing, just reach a new high and to keep pushing to like the next level, because we can all do it and it's great.
Well, Chase, you're going to be coming in just like Josiah ranked. You're going to be coming in with a nice race against a very good competition here today. You know, how is that going to prepare you again to go back to Fort Dodge, and what are your goals trying to get higher and higher in those standings?
I think just like, especially being around like Jackson and Patrick, I see them all around because our conference is just such, it's such great competition for us, which I think really prepares us for state. And especially, I mean, last week, the Little Hawkeye Conference meet, it's really competitive and I just think we're really ready. So I know what I have to do. I know who I have to stay with and we're ready to go.
Well, Nathan, I can't not mention what happened last year to you at the end of the finish line, and I know that that was really disappointing for you. Going back up there, I imagine the goal is not only to finish, but to finish strong. What are the things mentally this week you're going to prepare for, knowing that you want to cross that finish line and be a contributor to this team, which I think they all know you can?
Yeah. I think a lot what I'm going to do to prepare is like visualization and stuff and just going through the race like in my head, just because I feel like last year I was a little rushed and unprepared. And then, yeah, I'm really looking forward to like those last 300 meters, just sprinting it all out as hard as I can, hopefully with a smile on my face. So,
well, Cooper, being new to the varsity team this year, what do you hope to learn from these guys and what are you looking forward to most about Fort Dodge?
I just really hope to take some things that they'll leave behind as the seniors are leaving. I just hope that I just take some of their qualities and keep spreading it throughout the team, because it's a really happy atmosphere and I really enjoy being here because of them. So,
some of the questions for you: what's it mean to be able to be at Fort Dodge next week, and what are you looking forward to the most?
I think what it means to be at Fort Dodge is it's a big opportunity, and I'm gonna prepare for that day. And I'm really glad I'm gonna be able to run with all these guys. Yeah, pretty good team.
I'll give you the final word. What does it mean to have one more race with this group, and what are you looking forward to most, goal-wise, whatever it is, about being with this team coming up next week?
You know, really, I think I'm just focused on and cherishing this last moments with him, with these guys. And, you know, I can think back to freshman year, and it really has all just kind of gone by so fast. I mean, it feels like last week was freshman year, and we were having our first interview, and next thing you know, I'm here probably having one of my last, so... You know, I'm just going to enjoy the moment, and you know, when we get up to Fort Dodge for our state race, I'm just going to run with a smile on my face, and whatever the time or whatever the results show, I'm going to be happy with it, because I know I did with the guys that I love. So,
great last word. The Pella Dutch cross country team back to state 15th time in 16 years. Congratulations on an awesome race today, and all the best to you at Fort Dodge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.